Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Contending at the Water Cooler podcast. It's actually episode 539. I'm Megan McLaughlin, co-founder of the Contending, and I'm joined by another co-founder of the Contending, Joey Moser. I like how I introduced you and didn't let you introduce yourself. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
What if you just talk the whole time and then gave me, and I'm just like, Hello, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
And you can find me everywhere at Hey Dude Meg. Clarence is feeling under the weather tonight. Do we have an excuse for him? Can we come up with a fun excuse? We didn't do this ahead of time.
We left him on the island.
We left him on the island. Yes, exactly. I love that. And he won't understand that because he hasn't seen the film, even though I think he would understand our
Yeah.
reference. We're already off to a great start. Okay, so tonight we're discussing Sam Raimi's Send Help. Which killed
Yes.
at the box office over the weekend, which thrilled me to pieces because I really want original films to do well at the box office. Like, I say that like this is a new concept. Nobody else is thinking of it. But I was really excited about that. And we're also going to talk about the new trailers that dropped, one for The Devil Wears Prada 2, and the other is the trailer for American Love Story. Or Ryan Murphy's new joint. I'm sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth, which is probably the worst possible thing to do when you're on a podcast, but I have a sore throat, so I'm sorry.
You should suffer.
I should suffer.
You should suffer.
So do you have anything to get into before? Like, how's your week been? How's it going for you?
Fine.
Fine.
I didn't do anything today. I rented a few movies from Sundance. Didn't watch them in time.
Rented, that takes me back. I haven't heard somebody say renting a movie in a minute.
Rented movies or I purchased movies. That was a waste of like $30 per movie. So glad for that. If anybody wants to see some good, actually much more extensive coverage than I expected, Frank did some write-ups on some Sundance films. People want to take a look at that. So no, I'm just here existing. How are you?
I'm okay as I chew on my cough drop. I promise that it's going to be gone in a second. I'm okay.
We're going to get reviews. She's like, she had a cough drop.
I know. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I hate her.
Oh my
I'm getting ready for SCAD TV Fest. I'm really excited for it. It's
when
going
do
to be
you
a great
leave?
time. Leave Wednesday morning. Jeff Probst is going to be there.
Can you
cast.
Run in with a torch? Like
and just go,
completely unprompted. He's like, someone get her out of here. That's a fire hazard.
I like want to ask him so many things, but it's like you get one question. Also, this cast of Scrubs, new Scrubs. Michael Patrick King is gonna be there. Lots of amazing talent. So I'm really excited about that. And check out the Contending for coverage. Contending.com or Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, Megan always does a shit ton of you like how I pause after shit as if you weren't sure where she was.
Yeah, I'm like, where's this
such
going?
A shit. She does a plethora of posting. So she always talks to so many people. And I will say Jason is very jealous that you're seeing anybody from Scrubs because and I think I said this before, and it's very alarming to me that he says the energy of a hospital is like an episode of Scrubs. And I was like, I don't like that. You shouldn't tell me. You should not tell people that. So
the
yeah.
Pit cast members are going to be there too. Some of the Pit cast members too, like Perla, I think is supposed to be there. I love her.
Love
I love
Perla.
Everybody on the Pit. Let's be honest. Like, there's nobody I don't like. So I'm really excited to.
I saw someone interviewing Catherine Linazzo. Now, I did not watch the full interview, so this is basically like me reading a headline and having an opinion about it. But I saw someone asking Catherine Linazzo about the accent. And
yes.
She said, well, I watched a lot of Mayor of Easttown. And I was like, that's not I would have to go back and
Yeah.
find it. I was like, that's very specific
I
and
thought
different.
she had the same, she had the same linguist or something, or dialect
Oh, maybe
coach.
that's what it is.
I,
I
that's
would
what I
say
thought.
though, I think you tweeted a couple weeks ago that you're like, name an actual yit, like of all the characters that are on the pit, the closest thing to a Yinzer is her. And
She
I
has the
thought that
energy.
she
She has the
totally does.
energy. Maybe
She
her
has.
accent isn't pinpoint, but who has that accent really, other than anybody here?
Yeah, that's not a read, Captain Linasso. Please
No,
don't
that's not a
unsubscribe to
read.
Rebecca.
No. I, she has that energy so well, I think.
She has metal folding chairs in her foyer dedicated for parking
Yes,
in
yes.
this snowstorm climate that we're in. And I do
Yes, I
not doubt
hope they
that
do.
whatsoever.
Season three, I hope they do a Snowmageddon, and I hope they bring that up.
Ah, that'd be so
I
good.
hope they bring that up. Yeah.
Jason's
Which.
going through, Jason just got to the first of the shooting episodes,
Oh,
and I was
God.
basically like sitting there like watching him watch it like this.
You're
Like, so we're getting there.
getting there. Okay, good.
I haven't
Good.
started season two yet, so
Oh, it's very good. I'm really into it. It's like one of my things I look forward to every week, which I never mention it, but it's because it's just like automatic that I look forward to it. So
and I'm so glad that show does not drop all at once.
I know it's so smart to do that, and I wish other shows would follow suit
We
like
should.
that. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, are you ready to get into our main topic for this week?
I am.
Okay, we're talking about Sam Raimi's Send Help. That made it scored what, 20 million at the box office over the weekend. 28 million internationally is what I read.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I've been obsessing over this because I really want this to do well. And it stars Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien as two, I guess you could say, Rachel McAdams is Linda Little, who is this underling at an office, and her boss. A Nepo baby boss is who's taken over, and she doesn't get the promotion. The Nepo baby boss is Dylan O'Brien, and they are on a plane together. It crashes, and they are stranded on a deserted island, and the power dynamics shift. That's the best way to put it without spoiling anything, I think, right? Okay, but we'll get into spoilers, so we'll have to mark those down. So make sure you write down when we get into those things. But I've talked a lot about this film already, whether it's on Twitter or you've listened to the podcast in the last week or so. But I want to hear, Joey, what did you think of Send Help?
I thought today I went to a like 12:45 showing. This movie is so fucking fun. And so there are some unexpected like twists and turns that I didn't expect. There was a one point where I was just like, where's the, I was wondering like the Sam Raimi trademark like gore violent. I was like, where is that? I was like, it was after, I thought this after the boar section happened. It's like, that's not it. It's lurking around somewhere in here. And wow, that did not disappoint. When we're talking about a section of violence towards the end. I know you are a huge fan of Rachel McAdams. I'm a huge fan of hers too. I always say that my friend Becky, Rachel McAdams has her career. She reminds me of her a little bit, and I can't really
Yeah, I
pinpoint
think
it.
Neve Campbell is reminding me of Becky.
Oh yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah.
It's just so the thing that I didn't quite expect that I was very happy about is that Rachel McAdams as Linda finds a lot of joy in a lot of things throughout the movie. And that is so like refreshing to see, like when she finds the waterfall and she's just like
Water.
dancing around and like smelling flowers. She's like sort of a I gravitated towards her because she it was really great to see a character who was kind of authentically being themselves in the middle of a survivalist sort of thriller slash horror movie. And I didn't know where the relationship between her and Dylan O'Brien were going to go. throughout the movie the whole time, and I thought that kind of kept me on the edge of my seat. And I feel like I want men to hate this movie because, like, there's a certain faction of men. I don't want them to hate the movie. I just know that they're gonna be like, oh wow, like, oh, he's a man, oh, this thing about women. And I was like, well, this is the thing where she gets like passed over at the beginning of the movie. I was so mad for her, and I was so like upset. Like, there's a part in right before the plane crash happens, which, great, chalk this into the movies that Joey's terrified to get on a plane for, where they are watching her Survivor audition tape and they're laughing at her, and she like a tear falls down her face. It is so, I
He's
was
so good in
so,
that moment.
she's so good. Like, she brings such, she brings like an emotionality that you wouldn't normally find in a movie like this. Like, it probably would still play really great if like the person who did it kind of knocked up the campiness or the anger of the character, but she finds
He grounds
like a
it.
real humanity in it, which,
Yes.
like, sorry, Alison Lohman couldn't do this. She was in a Sam Raimi movie.
I'm happy that she died in Drag Me to Hell now. Spoiler alert for that, if you haven't seen it. Marie, sorry, Mom. Alison Lohman dies in Drag Me to
She's
Hell.
like, I just turned on the
Just like, I
DVD.
just finally watched this. But like, I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm okay given her politics. I'm okay with her dying
Yeah.
in that now. I gotta rewatch it. You know what I want to say was very refreshing? There are a lot of refreshing things about this film. I was most refreshed by one, welcome back, Rachel McAdams. I feel like she's been missing for a while. Two, I forgot that actresses' faces could emote with real like motion and like and real aging
Yeah.
and look. First of all, she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, she
Rachel
is gorgeous.
McAdams is only like, I think she's only gotten hotter. But she furrows her eyebrows, they move. I forgot that actresses over the age of 40 could have facial expressions. Like, I really did. Or
He
even over
brings
the
the,
age of 35, you
yeah,
know?
she
Yeah.
brings the, and he brings the camera like right up into her
Yes.
face. And I know, like, the beginning of the movie, she's a little, like, you're totally right. Like, I was just like, oh my God, this is Selena Kyle
Yes,
and
where she's talking
Catwoman.
to Sweetie.
Yeah. And it was just so, like, I was saying I could probably recite the dialogue that Michelle Pfeiffer does in Batman Returns as whatever. But it was just sort of like, I also thought about, like, I've had like corporate-y bankish jobs before, and I was like, I know, I was naming Linda Littles in my head, and I
Yeah.
was just like, that's so weird. And it's so weird that she could really like kind of embody that, because at the beginning, I will admit, at the beginning I was like, she's Rachel McAdams, she's gorgeous and has this like beautiful smile and all this stuff. And it's like the way that her, like, the way that her costuming helps her, and the way, and that sort of like abandon that she has later when they're on the island, it's still there. She's still living in a really authentic way, but the world around her is really shrinking her and really pushing down on her and ignoring her in a way. That, like, when later, when you see, when she's on the island and they've been there for a while, and Dylan O'Brien's character sort of like coming to her to, I would say grovel, but basically be like, hey, can you help me? And her hair's like, she's like tossing her hair from side to side. She looks amazing. And I was like, oh, it's the same person. She didn't grow into this person. This is who she was. Her circumstances and her surroundings just changed.
Oh, I love that.
And she's so like, she's gorgeous in this movie. She's gorgeous, period. But
Yeah.
like, this is like
This is the most gorgeous I think we've ever seen her, to be honest.
probably, yeah. I saw her
Because
on
she's just like unfiltered and unhinged and like free and like there's a confidence about her that I think is really great. And I want to give a credit to the writers Swift and Shannon, because I think men writing for female characters, I often critique a lot, but I really liked the way they wrote her, that they didn't default to like girl boss, I'm a, like girl power type of like stuff, which I think a lot of male writers like to like, I'll do this way and I'll score points with chicks this way. And I
Yeah.
love that they just let her be a character and like she could be a man too, but like, but they, she's a female character, and that really adds to the dynamic. But I really liked the script and like the way they wrote her. Although like at the end, I was kind of like, we can talk about the ending, but I have questions about some things she says at the end. But it actually leads to a question I have for you, but I think you were going to say something else first.
I don't remember.
Okay, here's my question.
Sure.
So, you know, they're on the island. She's getting, I wrote in my little like tweet that she gets more radiant as the film goes on. And I think Dylan O'Brien sees that. Do you think he wants to fuck her at some point?
I think he, okay, the thing that I think is so, I'll take a long route to this question, to answer this
Okay.
question. The thing that I think is so interesting is like this, he's clearly a character who's had everything handed to him his entire life. He feels obviously very emasculated by her, even though no one is around to see it. I feel like a
Yeah.
lot of male emasculation comes through because people witnessing it. I was like, you're
Yeah.
literally on the island by yourselves. I think that at a certain point, I never think, I always think that he thinks that he's smarter than her at all times. And the
Yeah.
thing that like frustrated me, not for the script or the performance, but for the character and that type of man, it was like, if I was in the same situation, now granted, I'm not a misogynist, but it was
Not.
just like, you're on, you, I would be 20 minutes on this island and be like, I'll do whatever you want. You're gonna help me. I'm injured. Like, fine, queen, like, whatever. It's just sort of like, it sort of points at my frustration with the character himself. It's just like, you are so fucking stupid. Like she's doing everything for you,
It's
and
still not
you,
good enough.
no, still not good enough. No matter what she does, it's never good enough. And it's sort of like that, it makes me think like the she could never earn his respect in any way, shape, or form. That's just not how his brain is wired to think. But probably he would probably want to fuck her because there's the scene where they're both getting drunk on wine, and I would have to see it again to wonder like how much is he performing and how much
Yeah.
whatever. But I think he is the type of man that he was like, I gotta stick it in somewhere. Ho
I think
ho.
he is attracted to her. I think he's confused by his attraction to her too, because she's, you know, Linda Little from accounting, or not accounting, strategy and planning. But like, I think he's confused by it because I think he's very shallow and doesn't understand his feelings. And I think she is attracted to him, but I think she's also confused by it because I think she doesn't. Well, there's something she says at the end that we can get to that. But I do want to talk about. So there are very many twists and turns in this film. So if you have not seen it yet, we're going to start getting into a little bit of spoiler territory. The first thing I want to talk about is the poisoning on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a big turning point in the entire story because I think this is kind of now that it just kind of dawned on me that this is her like breaking moment. I think had this not happened, I'm not sure the rest of the would have happened would have happened. And if you've seen the film, this is where well, this is where he says he's going to make dinner for her, and he poisons her and tries to escape, tries to leave the island. What did you think of that moment?
Well, I think it would probably be a turning point for her because even if he, like, he didn't need to do that. He could have just
Right.
waited till she was asleep and then got on his little raft.
Yeah.
and after it disintegrated in 2 seconds because he's a stupid idiot. I like the line where she says, she's like, oh my God, you have soft baby hands. Like
Yes,
that's so
they're right out of the factory.
yeah. I think that was a power move on his part to do that because it's also this like dumb way that I think a lot of men feel like they need to kind of assert their dominance in some way or another. And it's in a way, it's he didn't even need to do that. Like it's unnecessary. He didn't have to go that far. If he left the island and he magically went away, she'll still be fine. But that had to have been a point where she was probably like, doesn't matter what I do. I'm always, she's always an obstacle for him.
Yeah. And that's that
And
breaking of trust, because I think he did earn her trust there.
yeah, because she was able to be vulnerable, and there's a part where she probably feels an attraction to him. It'd be very interesting to go back and watch this movie again and see, chart or maybe talk to the actors about how you're a man and a woman on an island. How much do they use, I don't know, their sexuality to influence the other? Because originally I heard guys, it was like a 12 o'clock showing. There's only like 10 people in the theater when I saw it. But I heard two guys walk. I was walking behind them when I left. And he was like, they were talking about when she sees him naked on the beach. And first of all, good for you, Dylan O'Brien. Good for you.
And thank you, Sam Raimi. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam Raimi, giving us a male nudity lingering on that ass. Good for you. Thank you, Sam. Gay rights. But like, I heard them talking about how they were just like, he was like, I don't know why he did, why would he do that? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it was a
You're on it.
tactic, guys. Like, come
Yeah.
on, give me a break.
What, do you
So,
think it was a tactic? I thought maybe he was just bathing. He didn't know she was awake.
no, but I bet, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You could probably argue it either way. He probably thinks he's like, well, this woman hasn't gotten laid in 20 years. Of course she's going to want me. I'm an alpha man. Look at my
Yeah.
ass, Sam Raimi. So I mean, there's probably arguments to be made for both sides. Did I answer your question? I'm not sure if you.
I can't remember what I thought it was a turning point. I just was thought think that was a
Oh
turning point. Okay.
yeah. I think the poisoning was a turning point, for both of them. And that is the part where she was probably, that's probably where something clicked in her head. Ooh, help him.
I think it proved too that like she's disposable to him still.
Yeah.
And like I think that leads to her choices later on. And because I have an argument that if like I kept waiting for it to end where she was going to die and he was going to take credit for everything. Because I
Like,
think,
kind of promising young woman, like.
yeah, I think there's a version of that that Emerald Fennell would direct that would, that's how
Sure.
it would end. But I first of all, I love the scene after that with her temporarily paralyzing him. It's probably one of my
Oh my
favorite scenes
God.
here. I do want to ask you at the end what your Rachel McAdams Oscar clip is. We're going to get to that, so start thinking about it. But I think that is a key moment though, because I think you know the my friend who I went to see this with was very upset by the ending of what she does. But I think that she was going to lose either way. So spoilers, we're still spoiler territory. You know, she ends up killing his girlfriend who's trying to rescue him and the helper. And I think she realizes that what's going to happen to her when she comes back? Is he going to take credit for all of it? Because he probably would. I think he would. Like, I kept us going. Or on the reverse, she's fucking crazy and she held me hostage. So,
Yeah.
like, she's going to lose either way. And I think that, like, that had to be spinning through her mind, thinking about the humiliation she suffered on the flight,
Yeah.
and all of that. So I think that there's a lot at play there that, what would you be thinking? I mean, if you had the chance to somebody you really truly hated to keep them under control I mean, who wouldn't want to, who wouldn't dream of doing that? I don't think I could actually do it, but I do think that was a key moment of gaining trust, losing it, and being like, oh, I'm disposable to you. Nothing I do matters. You would run off, and if he would have survived and gone off the island, he probably wouldn't even told them, hey, she's there. Like,
Oh, he probably would have said, like, oh, she died in the plane crash.
yeah. So, like, I think that it kind of became of like, oh, that's the way you're gonna play, then this is the way I'm gonna play. It's a real turning point.
Yeah, I think when the part with the rat, I think that kind of shows. I think that shows like a real difference between them, because in that moment she's really kind of performing
Yeah.
in a way, and she admits like she could have just let him realize like almost in real time that she didn't do what she was going to do.
Yeah.
That actually would have been kind of funny. But like I think that shows a difference in terms of like, I have all this power, but I'm not going to use it in a way that I could, but I'm going to tell you how I could do it. I think that's a real difference between the two of them, where he would be very happy to kill her, mock her to her face about killing her,
Yes.
where she would be, she just teases him, probably makes him think that, she cut his dick off, and then is like, just don't double cross me again because I can do what I said I was going to do because I made you believe it before. So,
Yes. I also want to ask you a question about there's a line where he says to her, well, you killed your husband.
oh,
Do you
that made me
think,
so mad.
yeah, do you think that? I mean, we don't know what she was like with her husband, but do you think it's possible that she did kill her husband, or do you think that's just him being a dick?
Mean, well, kind of in a way. She admits, I mean, for I guess like black and white, all intents and purposes, like she does
Admit accountability.
kill him. She admits
She didn't
that
stop it.
she didn't stop it. But that is removing all context and all things leading up to it. If you want to say black and white, did she hand him the keys when she knows that he probably shouldn't have had the keys? Yes. She like in a court of law, she would probably be held accountable. But I think that the scene at the fire when they're both kind of drunk is probably a moment for both of them where they, well, where she thinks that they are both being completely like naked and vulnerable, and like
Yes.
they realize like, well, we only have each other on this island, and they're opening themselves up to each other. So him saying, well, you did kill your husband is almost kind of like
It's a
how do I
stab
say
in the
that?
back.
It's kind of like it's kind of like a villainous, almost, I'm gonna say almost like Trumpian way of saying it's more hurtful because he's like, I know what the context is. I know that he
Right.
abused you
Yeah.
and he can use that against her. That made
It's a
me.
purposeful misinterpretation to
Yes.
hurt her. Yeah. I thought that was hurtful too. Okay, let's talk about the final scene. Well, second to last scene. Final scene for Dylan. I like this scene. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love this movie so much, but I struggled a little bit with her. Being like, we could be together type of thing. And I didn't quite get that, like, I don't want to, she didn't play it like it was a romance, but he did, I guess. Like, almost like that's what he thought she wanted. But I thought she just wanted to control him. But I wanted to know how you interpreted that.
I didn't interpret any of it from her point of view. I didn't think that she thought it was a romance whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think that would undercut every single thing that happened up
Yes.
until this point.
Right. Yes.
Because from the first time that you see them together, she knows her worth in relation to him.
Yes.
Now, I have yet to be on a deserted island with someone that I despise. I don't know what would happen. I think I would really dislike it personally if she thought there was a romantic inclination there. Unless it all, the only reason I would even somewhat entertain it is if it was almost like, well, this is what we do. We just like beat the shit out of each other and we hate each other, but we're still together and we'll never get off this island. But still at that point, I would still dislike that
Yeah, and that's
personally.
why I kind of struggled with like the whole like we could be together type of thing. And like you're the most amazing person I've ever met, which I lied it. Did he say I love you so much? I can't remember if he says that.
Yeah, he said it, I think, multiple times.
Okay, because I was like, okay, I don't want that to be what people think is this movie's about. Because I do think she was thinking the power dynamic and she wanted to keep doing what they were doing. And I think he probably thought that she love, maybe she thought he or he was just doing anything to grovel to her. Maybe that was what it was too. But I did struggle with that, but I thought she played it so well too, where she's like, we could. Like she does a thing where she like kind of like shrugs or something, and it's just so good. And then that final edit is really, really fantastic too, where it takes you to the final scene.
Yeah, the I actually wonder if you're talking about, because I think he says I love you first. He was like, you're the
Yes.
most amazing person I've ever
Yeah.
met. I
I don't
wonder
think she
if,
ever says I love you, though.
I think she does.
Does she?
I think she's I
Okay.
think she does, because I wonder, unless I'm completely misremembering it, I wonder if she thinks, oh, you're going up here, I have to match you in order to be on the same playing field.
Okay.
That's the only way that I can think of. But I didn't think that she actually loved him at all,
Okay, I didn't
because
either,
she
but
knows
I
what a
was
piece
just
of shit
like,
he is.
yes, but I was also worried that people like I also interpreted it as like a madness of like we had something, we had a connection type of thing.
Yeah, but
Which I think
he.
they did have a connection.
They did, but he also, he fucks up over and over and over and over again, that I do not believe that a woman with that kind of survival instincts, I don't care how lonely she is. I don't, or it doesn't even have to be because she, you know, it's like no matter how lonely anyone is, I don't think that they would give in to that at all.
No,
No.
I don't think so either.
There was never anything at the beginning where she was like, this is the difference between her and Michelle Pfeiffer and Catwoman. One of the first things you see before she turns into Catwoman is that she's listening to her answering machine messages, and she, or no, it's even before that, she opens up the door and she goes, honey, I'm home. Oh, wait, I forgot I'm not married. And there's this whole thing about her as Selena Kyle in the small scenes that we see about her wanting to get like married to a man.
Yeah, and that's
We,
not
yeah.
what Linda Little wants. She just wants power. Or she just wants to be respected and move up because she's worked hard.
Yeah, she's it's
She
sort of
wants her
like
due.
she put in the work. The work should be seen and acknowledged. I will say that the guy who played named
Donovan.
Donovan did not expect to see
Dono.
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 First of all, that's Xavier Samuels. He's an Australian actor. If anybody hasn't seen The Lucky Ones, I think it's The Lucky Ones. It's an Australian horror movie. Another movie about power and control, where a girl in high school kidnaps him because she wants him to be her prom date. Very fun horror movie. Did not expect to see him. Very delighted. Looks like he was auditioning for, you know, the remake of American Psycho.
Yeah, he did.
He did, very Patrick Bateman-esque. Was happy to see him, but not unhappy to see, I guess this is a spoiler, he's on the plane.
I love
So,
when she just goes.
oh my God, the part in
That's
the
such a
be
big laugh.
the part at the beginning when the plane is going down, and like she something is banging against the window and she just closes the window,
Yes,
that's,
that's my
I
favorite.
laughed so loud when
She's
that
so
happened.
good in that.
Yeah.
So before we move on to the next topic, two questions.
Sure.
Excuse me, sorry. What is your Rachel McAdams clip, and who would you want to be stranded on a desert island with?
So my favorite part of the movie, one of my favorite parts of the movie that you wouldn't be able to have as an Oscar clip, because the very last image of the movie, when she looks at the camera in the car, I can't remember what my reaction was, but I had a vocal reaction. I was like, oh, like it was so good. It almost was just like, I see you watching everything that I did, and don't forget what I did because I can do it again. I love that so much.
Good
But I'm
answer.
very interested in what you would be, what would be the Oscar clip for you?
My Oscar clip is the campfire confession, is what I'll call it.
It's so good.
Because she like does something where she just like kind of stops herself for a second and like she regrets what she's did. She's ashamed of it. And that plays into the shame she experiences later on too. Because I also think, do you think that Dylan O'Brien, knowing she's dying on the beach, is going to be like taking a sick day the next day about it, that he killed somebody? No.
No.
No. And that's what I think is so funny too, that like the differences between men and women, really. Like, really. But that was my favorite my favorite
I'm
scene.
gonna keep it in terms of who I would want to get stranded on a desert island with. I'm gonna keep it pseudo in line with the movie. I would want to be stuck on a desert island with the version of Dylan O'Brien that got killed in Twinless. The hot gay one.
And I was thinking also Dylan
Off my
O'Brien.
island, Megan.
I'll take the straight version.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Okay, yes, high five, Dylan O'Brien. We'll see you soon.
Have you seen that? I think I've told you about that TikTok. It's not Dylan O'Brien, it's Jack Quaid, where it's someone, it's like Christmas time. And it's these two, it's a guy and a girl who's like, I got you a Jack Quaid. I got you a Jack Quaid. And he goes, and the girl goes, let's make them fuck. I'll send it to you.
Great. Okay. So that was a great discussion. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Let's move on to, do we want to discuss Devil Wears Prada trailer 2 or Devil Wears Prada 2 trailer, or do we want to discuss American Love Story?
Let's do Devil Wears Prada 2 first.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Do you want to set this up?
Sure, I will. So I'm not gonna lie. I was at the bar last night having drinks with a couple of
We're at a
friends
bar.
at a bar. What? I don't know what you're talking about. I was so excited that I knew that the Devil Wears Prada trailer was happening. I love the first movie so much. I'm not gonna lie. I was so excited to see it, and I'm totally
I
down
got
with everything.
chills when Vogue started playing.
Well, okay, the thing is, I'm having more of a reaction to everyone else's reaction to
Yeah.
the trailer, and I was just like, we're not allowed to have nice things anymore. Like, why do you guys? So basically, okay, first of all, I have to say the log line from IMDb makes it sound like a documentary. But it says, follows Miranda Priestly's struggle against Emily Car Charlton, her former assistant turned rival executive, as they compete for advertising revenue amidst declining print media while Miranda nears retirement. That sounds like a documentary about the decline of print journalism.
Yeah.
But like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm super fucking excited for this movie. I don't know. I hope you're not like, well, that looks stupid. But I mean, it's
No,
like,
I thought it, I think it looks good. I think, is it unnecessary? Sure.
of
I
course.
am startled by the, well, I had this kind of reaction too, where, they focus on, in the first one, she never remembers anything. And in this one, she doesn't remember anybody's name. And people are like, automatically, she has dementia. I don't know if you saw that on TikTok.
That's what Jason said. He was like, does she have dementia?
I had that reaction too, but I think it's just because they had two, those were the only moments that we had of her. And then she's also looking around kind of confused in that one ballroom.
The only thing that I'll say is that, and this is from 2 minutes, I could be totally wrong for the rest of the movie, but like her voice sounds different. And that might be because, oh, I don't know. The first one came out 20 fucking years ago. I mean, I sounded like James Earl Jones 20 years ago, and look what happened to my voice. But it
You
was
never
like
did. I can
never,
confirm, you never did.
never did. James Girl Jones, maybe.
Oh.
There is like I saw so many people that put a promotional shot of the first movie next to a shot of Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep, and those are like, what's with the color saturation? And I was like,
I
are
did see
y'all?
that too. I saw
I'm so
that
sorry, but
too.
I was like, when did y'all go to film school? I don't want to hear anyone being like, Someone said, the one thing that I will say that is funny about it, I saw someone say, well, maybe Miranda doesn't know who Andy is because she can't see her. Because they're saying,
Right.
like, it looks so dark.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
That was funny. But I mean, it was just like, can we not have nice things for a day? Like, it
Right.
had the trailer came out like 24 hours ago. And I've seen so many people, like, I saw, hold on, I'm going to read one. I'm going to read
Is
one.
this like mean tweets with Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh God. The thing is, like, this is a tweet that I saw before the trailer even came out. Said, this is going to be the worst movie ever made, a generational failure. I will, of course, be seated in the front row. But it's just like, I'm so sick of people refusing to
I saw
have
that tweet
joy in
too.
anything.
Yeah, and I don't a generational failure. What are we talking about? This was a it's a fine, fun movie that I still think that Vogue montage always like
Oh my
I'm
God.
not even a fashion girl. I mean, I love fashion, but I'm not like a typical one. But I get the chill, like the chill, like a chill of like happiness whenever that happens. Just like I whenever I watch that scene. It's like that and like Dreamgirls and the Jennifer Hudson scene. That's those are
Yeah.
the
But like, I don't know. I mean, Devil Wears Prada for me is the type of movie that, I mean, it has the same writer, same director, same cast. It's just like y'all were so excited for this when you saw way too many like paparazzi
Yeah.
shots, and now it just kind of makes me mad. I'm super excited to see it. I need to message Fanya because there's already like 18 costumes that like I mean it's one of the very few contemporary films that got a costume design nomination at the Oscars. I'm looking to
Yeah.
There's one outfit that Meryl Streep is wearing, where it has like a longer plunging neckline. It looks incredible. Oh, that's I didn't really complete my thought about it. Like the only thing that I think is Miranda sounds different. Her voice is lighter. She's talking a lot more, and it made me think of, again, don't know the circumstances of the movie, but there was even a whole thing in the movie about when James Holt was debuting his collection. She didn't even need to say anything. It was all about a look on her face. So I hope they
Yeah.
kind of remember that.
Yes.
But who knows? Maybe she does have dementia. Maybe this is a film about women being pushed out of their roles and bad healthcare decisions. Who knows?
And then she and Emily are on a plane and it
And it
crashes.
crashes.
And it crashes. Yes.
Crossover.
Would also watch that too.
It's just that I'm excited. I need people to get out of their own asses.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, let's move on to American Love Story, Ryan Murphy's new
It's just a
limited
love
series.
story.
Is it just Love Story? It
God, I
was
hope so.
American, right?
Was
I don't
it?
think.
It probably was.
I don't know. I thought it was American at one point. I'm like, whatever. Ryan
America.
Murphy's story of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette.
We have a
I I'll go.
gummer.
I'll go first on this. Wait, is that a gummer?
No, that's Sarah Pigeon. She was in Tiny
Yes.
Beautiful Things.
Okay,
No,
yes.
we just have a we, Grace Gummer plays Caroline Kennedy.
Oh, no,
Yeah.
really?
I don't think that's as bad as Naomi Watts playing Jackie O.
Wait, no, but I meant like she plays the mom? of
Oh,
JFK Jr.
wait. Oh,
That
is Caroline Bessette's mother Caroline? No. That's
No, that's his sister, right?
yeah, this is
Am I
his
wrong?
no, Jackie O is JFK's
Yeah, sorry.
mom.
Okay, God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was like losing. I was thinking of the new guy that everyone hates, the
Oh,
Schlossberg.
Schlossberg. Oh, paint being played. The thing is, what is I don't remember which Schlossberg that is, but Ben Schenkman is in this as a Schlossberg. I don't know if that's the same Schloss. No, it's not. It's not Jack.
No, because
Jack
this
is a
guy wasn't
child.
been born yet. Yes,
Yeah,
but
I'm
I'm
seeing a
having a
little boy
stroke
named
for that.
Ronan Moriarty is playing Jack Schlossberg. So,
Okay, a little kid version.
little, like a tiny
He's
little
in
boy.
it.
He's like this big.
Why does he need to be in it?
Who knows?
We're wasting too much time on this. I'm sorry. Anyway, the trailer. I am very interested in this story, but
Me too.
I was getting the ick watching this trailer because I was
Why,
just like,
Jamie?
leave this family alone. Like, I just feel like leave this story alone in some way. I think that it is one of the saddest,
It's
like,
so sad,
it
yeah.
is so sad. And I just feel like, especially seeing, their struggles in just a trailer and then knowing how it ends, and they don't, show anything to hint at that. But like, I was getting the ick feeling like I want to watch this, but I also feel very icky watching it. And I didn't know if how you felt. Also, what was the like head over heels, the slow version of Tears for Fears, the song, which I feel like that's like what every show does now or any movie. It's like, let's slow down an 80s song and be like, Love
Yeah.
Shack,
Yeah.
baby, Love Shack.
I'm trying
That'll
to
be like
see.
a horror film. Love Shack.
I
Like
so this is
hugging and kissing.
this is
Okay.
9 episodes. I have screeners for 8. I okay, so the first impression of when I saw this trailer, I knew this was a Ryan Murphy show, but I felt like I don't know how to describe it, so I'm going to describe it in a very primitive way. This is not articulate at all. When I see Ryan Murphy's name attached to stuff, I put them into like two bins. It's just like, oh, Ryan Murphy, trash. Oh, Ryan Murphy, this was really prestige. Now, the trash bin is really full.
You got to keep pushing
You
it
gotta keep
down and
pushing it
get
down.
make more room. The beauty's
Like
on
this,
top of there right
like
now.
the
I'm
like the
watching it.
Simpsons, ye who tops it off, drops it off.
Yes.
And I remember, I will never forget when I saw American Crime Story, the O.J.
Which
Simpson,
one? I was gonna say, you're gonna have to be
the O.J.
pushing.
Simpson one. The O.J.
Yes.
Simpson one, I feel like we as a people collectively were like, oh,
Yes.
someone's reeling him in. Like,
Yes.
someone's like really, he knows the importance of the story. I'm thinking this one just from a trailer is more in line with that. And I'm hoping it is.
I'm
Now, I will
hoping
say, I'm really down for the casting of this. The
JFK Jr. looks just like
he
JFK
looks,
Jr.
it's kind of creepy.
Yes. She doesn't look like
No, not really.
Carolyn.
I think the more the trailer went on, the more I kind of bought it.
Yes, I
It's
agree.
kind
Yeah.
of weird. I was like, it's 2 minutes and that's all it took for me to, I don't
Yeah.
know.
I know.
But
I'm like, okay, fine. I'm into it. I'm into it.
I love Sarah Pigeon. I think she's a really great actor. But I'm not ashamed to admit that like the first shot you see of JFK Jr. is from it's like the shoulders up from the back and he's running and he's sweaty because he's working out. That shot alone, I was like, oh, it's JFK Jr. I was just like, because JFK Jr. was like one of those, like, oh my God, the most handsome man, blah, blah,
Yes.
blah. And then, like, the next time you see him, I was like, oh wow, they got the casting. That had to be way more, pressure for that. Who's playing him? Hold on. His name
I also like how they
is.
had the backwards cap that he would wear too.
Yes.
I was
Oh my
like, oh
God.
yes, that's taking me back to like 1994 or 95 or whatever.
Paul Anthony Kelly, who has only been in one other thing. something
He
called
loves Jeff.
Body Language, a TV series where he was in two episodes in 2010, where he played photo model Aaron.
Okay, where's
And
he been for 15, 16 years?
my
How old is he?
dreams, I don't know.
How old is he?
He was born, who knows? Hold on, I'm gonna.
We're stalking JFK
We're
Jr.
journalists.
We're journalists,
We're
yes.
journalists, Megan. He
I
is born in 1988. He's younger than I.
Yes, but he's like in his 30s. Good for you. Good for you. Because I was expecting them to get some, like, 25-year-old and be like
But
passing
he's
him off as
so.
35-year-old.
I remember reading an interview with him. And I think it was an interview. Oh, yeah, here it is. He did an interview with Interview Magazine where
Wasn't that his magazine? What was his magazine that he had?
JFK Jr.
Yeah. It
Oh my
was
God,
like,
was it? Let me see.
it
Let
was
me see.
an interview? Or he revitalized something and then he had his own magazine for a
Oh,
while
it was
too.
George.
That's it. Yes,
It
I
was like
remember
Cindy
that.
Crawford is George Washington.
Yes. Was that like the first issue ever?
I think so.
This is like
What if I could
90s
find.
pop with Joey and
You know what
Megan.
they would do? They should do this as a. They should set if FX wants to do something kind of. Okay, well, it was only around for 6 years.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
knew
the
that.
premiere issue was Cindy Crawford dressed as George Washington. If they wanted to do some like really cool swag, they would either recreate or track down a bunch of copies of the first issue of George Magazine and send them out to people.
Oh, that
That
is
would be
so
actually, I
cool.
wonder if there's you can find it on like eBay, George
Probably a
Magazine
thousand dollars. Okay, while
issue
you're
one.
looking for that, anything else? The about the trailer that was noticeable that you wanted to call out.
It's the lowest price you can find one is $75.
That's not too bad.
I don't know. I'm really this is we're getting to the we're getting to a time in our lives, the two of us, where we're seeing stuff be recreated from a time that we can remember. Like
Yeah.
everyone will go through this. And I don't know. I do feel I felt like almost like a lot of heartbreak watching this
Yeah, me too.
trailer. And it was just I hope they do, you know, they kind of do that thing where they reel it in. I don't want anything sensational in it. It's short. Maybe 9 episodes is too long, 9 hours, but
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the elegance that they're striving for.
I would agree with everything you just said. I also like that face at the end that was
Please do not screen cap that. You will. It's going to be on your phone. I'm going to yell at you when I see you next.
you're recording this. You have to screenshot it for me and then okay, anything else about Love Actually?
Love Actually. American Love
Okay.
Actually.
American Love
No.
Actually. No. Okay, so I guess let's do Flash forwards. I guess I'll
You
go
go first.
forward.
I've been talking a lot.
No, but I talked a lot too. So SCAD TV Fest, I'm looking forward to continuing to watch The Beauty. I can't
Oh,
help it.
I need to start watching it.
Ashton Kutcher's, like, there's a scene where he just, like, it's a bunch of word vomit and it's incredible. And I need to rewatch it so I can, okay, I'm gonna rewatch it and then have that screenshot or like have the recording and send it to you because it's really good. Actually, I'll put it on my TikTok.
This does feel like a show that I kind of want to watch it and then put clips of me watching it on.
Yes, I think you should.
Yeah.
It's much
I
more
might do
fun than
that.
All's Fair, I will say. Is that the one with Kim
See,
Kardashian?
our friend Lingesh told me he was like, I think he said he got drunk and watched a bunch of it and he had a good time. But I that's like a really good like the beauty psh, love story. Those two shows
Yes.
coming out
I
around
know,
the
back
same
to
time
back.
is really
It's
kind of
kind of
long.
wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to that. My 1,000-pound sisters. I'm into my strange addiction. I have a strange addiction to my strange addiction now. And then I don't know if anything else is coming out this week. I'm still just trying to catch up on things.
Are you caught up on
Yeah.
Drag Race?
Yeah. Yes.
Who do you like on Drag Race?
I like them all, but I really like Nini Coco.
I love her. My
Oh
favorite
my
is
God. You
I
like
like.
the I know which one you like. It's like the campy one.
Yeah, it's always the campy one. It's
I love all the campy ones too, though.
Jane Don't.
I like her, but I'm surprised she's like always been in the top.
Oh, I'm
Or
not.
she's like, really? See, I think Nini Coco, well, Nini Coco, I think is better. But I like them all. Like I said, I was thinking you liked the one who was like Deirdre Marshall or something. What's her name?
Oh, Darlene Mitchell, I do love
Yeah,
her.
Darlene Mitchell. Yeah.
Do love her. She
Yes. Was she the one who did the meat dress this week? Who was the one who did the
No,
meat?
she did
That Ceramist.
the Darlene did the floral with the silver.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
I like the meat dress. Was that, who
Who
was
won
that?
that one? Kenya was in the bottom. Who
Yes.
won that one?
I thought it was Ceramist. Was it
Yes,
Ceramist? No.
Ceramus.
I love, that was my favorite of the whole night.
Kenya
I
Pleaser is
also
going
love
to.
Vita, but Vita should have been in the bottom this week.
Yeah. She
Yeah.
should have been in the bottom for the, you mean for the talent
Yeah, this
show?
way. I'm sorry. I'm talking
Yeah.
about two episodes ago, but like, right?
No, it's yeah, no, I totally agree. I actually
Yeah.
thought she should have been in the bottom for the RDR Live where she could see her clearly reading the cue cards. But then she had that zebra outfit on and that was good. So yeah, good. I like the season so far. There's
Me too.
the bar, there's a bar here. So we just saw Jane Doan in person and she was great. But then Kenya Pleaser's coming on Friday. I for the last
I
like
love
3 weeks,
her.
we haven't hosted our drag race night because we're going out to see all the queens. So like they're having a viewing party at one of the bar. I think they're trying to replicate the Chicago Roscoe's thing. But so they're gonna have a viewing party and we're gonna go like have food and then we're gonna go see Kenya Pleaser perform. So I'm excited.
Oh, I
That's
love her. She seems like such a sweetheart, and I feel like she's, if she doesn't win, she's gonna win Miss Congeniality.
I do love her. She seems like a
Yeah.
good time gal.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. Okay, so what else are you looking forward to?
Are you finished with your?
Yeah,
Sorry, I
no,
just
yeah.
started talking
No, that's fine.
about. I want to stroke the pit. I want to watch the beauty. I'm scared.
Of the
Someone I
beauty?
saw someone say, imagine being. They were talking in reference to Ben Platt. They were like, imagine reading the script and you realize you're the ugly version of like, and I was like,
Same
oh,
with Rebecca Hall. She's the ugly version of herself in it. Like, come on.
but I mean, like, also, like, I'm sorry, like, Ben Platt, people dislike Ben Platt, but I mean, like, he's not ugly. He's good
No,
looking.
he's
Like,
cute.
he's so cute.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see what else is. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm gonna start Love Story. American Love Story, Love Story.
Okay.
I'm just gonna drool over guy who plays JFK Jr.
Yeah, as
That's
we
it.
just did on this podcast,
Yeah.
he's gonna have a
I'm so
restraining order
sorry.
against us. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it then. Let's get the hell out of here. So I am co-founder Megan McLaughlin. This is Joey Moser, co-founder of The Contending, and we miss you, Clarence. Come back next week.
Yeah. Get
And
off the island.
yeah, we hope you. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Everywhere you can, and subscribe to our podcast. And we hope you have a pleasant tomorrow.